Well, this year, 2022, like we all know, God has given us a very powerful team. I don't know how you are taking the team or how you are running or meditating and pondering over the team. But as for me, since the team was declared, I have been praying with it. I have been meditating upon it. And I have been trusting God that between now and the end of the year, something glorious will be made manifest in my life. Can I hear somebody say amen? And I know that you also, you are trusting God. By the end of this year, there shall be great manifestation of something good in your life. And our theme for 2022, as we can all see, is our year of manifestation. Our year of manifestation. And so we are believing and trusting God that something glorious shall be made manifest in your life. Something tangible of God will be seen in your life. Why? Because all this while, people are thinking and saying and they are wishing and thinking and saying so many things that there is nothing good that can be seen in your life. But the good news I have for somebody is that this year, 2022, something good of God shall be seen in your life. Can I hear somebody shout, I believe it. Hallelujah. We shall see the appearance of God at work in every aspect of your life. May you see the appearance of God in your marriage. May you see the appearance of God in your business. May you see the appearance of God in your relationship with Him. People will see the appearance of God at work in your life. And my sister, my brother, they will testify that indeed Jehovah your God is on your side. Can I hear somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord? And this year, 2022, you will see the experience of God as never before in your life. May you see the experience of God as never before in your life, in your destiny, in your business. Some businesses are going down because of so many things that went on last year, last 2 years. Businesses are taking a nosedive. It is like it is on the verge of collapsing. And other businesses are making it. They are doing well. But I've come to declare, to prophesy, and to speak into any business here that 2022, may your business experience something of God as never before. If I have a witness, shout, I am the one. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning, I am here to speak to us about the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, you will see the manifestation of the power of God in any impossible situation in your life. Can I hear somebody say a big amen unto the Lord? There are impossible situations in the lives of people. Even me standing here, there are impossible situations in my life. But I know my God, this year He will show up for me. This year He will show up for you. And by His power, ladies and gentlemen, every impossible situation, I declare to somebody that it shall become possible. If I have a witness, shout a big amen unto the Lord. Manifestation of the power of God in your impossible situation. So my sister, my brother, do not worry at all, because I know you have been battling and you are trying to make sure that that impossible situation becomes possible for you. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have given, you have done so many things, but an impossible situation is stirring up against you. Just as Zerubbabel looked at the mountain before him and said, who art thou, O great mountain? Before me, Zerubbabel, thou shalt become like a plain. I prophesy and declare to somebody that mountainous situation, that impossible situation, impossible financial situation, impossible business situation, impossible whatever situation, I declare to you that by the power of God in your life, that impossible situation, it shall become possible. Somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord. Hallelujah. God will show up in that impossible situation of your life. And listen to me. Anytime God shows up, that is the more reason why I love God so much. That is the more reason why I will cling on to God so much. That is the more reason why I will lift up my eyes unto him in every situation, in every circumstance of my life. That is the more reason why in my time of distress or whatever it is, I will not turn to anybody. I will not turn to any man. I will turn unto God because he has the solution to turn that impossible situation in our lives around. Can I hear somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord? So I declare to somebody here today that no matter the impossible situation that is prevailing, going on in your life, that has made your life to become a standstill. You are depressed. You are frustrated. You don't know what is going to happen. Listen to me. This year, 2022, by the manifestation, by God showing up in that impossible situation of your life, listen to me. God will make that situation to become possible for you. Am I talking to somebody here? You are caged in that impossible situation. You don't know whether to turn to the left or to the right or to go forward or to do whatever it is. Suicide is hunting you. So many things are hitting you on every side. You want to give up. You want to throw in the towel. You want to even stop coming to church because nothing seems to be working for you. The thing looks so bleak, so black, so red. It is impossible in your life. But trust me, Jehovah your God, he will step in. He will show up for you. And that situation, it will be turned around and it shall become possible for you. And people who know you to be dying in that impossible situation, they shall see the doing and the miraculous power of God. Somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord. So don't give up on God. Hold on to his promise. Because this year, 2022, Jehovah your God, he will show up. Can I hear somebody say amen? And if there is any, if I don't have any prayer to pray the whole of the year, ladies and gentlemen, my key prayer is the manifestation of God's power. Hallelujah. Because God must show up. God must manifest. Sickness will not manifest in your life. Failure will not manifest in your life. Nothing of the enemy shall manifest in your life. This year is the year of God. Can I hear somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord? I don't know who I am talking to, but I want to prophesy to a brother or a sister. And your prophecy is that this year, 2022, you will see the best of God in your life. Shout a big amen unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He will manifest his power in your life. And anything that seems impossible for you, it shall become possible for you. Somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord. Jesus beheld the people and he said, with men all things are impossible. But with God, there is nothing that seems impossible. Am I talking to somebody here? Men will say it is not possible. Men will say you are wasting your time. Men will say that give up. Men will say, why are you doing this and that? Because all things seems not to be working for you. But listen to me, God will make things happen for you. If you believe, I shout a big amen unto the Lord. God will make it happen for you. And I'm going to show you from scripture. People who were caged in an impossible situation, and God showed up for them. And today is your turn for God to show up, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever he did for people of old, I believe that he will do it for you right now. Can I hear somebody shout, I believe it? Hallelujah. May every impossible situation in your life, may it become possible for you. I say, may it become possible for you. Can I hear somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord? Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is our year of manifestation. It is our year that God will exhibit something great in our life. It is our year that we will see the demonstration of his power as never before in our lives. And trust me, listen to me, that kind of situation that is raging on in your life, it is not powerful than God. Am I talking to somebody here? That situation that is going on, that you are battling with, my sister, my brother, it is nothing before the Lord, because our God is so powerful. He can do all things. Just like Job said, he said, I know my God, and he can do all things. May the Lord do all things for somebody here. I say, may the Lord do all things for somebody here. Yeah. If that person is here, shout, I am the one. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And so God will manifest his power in your life. So my sister, the good news I have for you is that hold on to the Lord, for there is hope for your life. There is hope for your life. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Don't listen. Don't look at the circumstances and the things that are pushing in against you. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord, for your help is coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Somebody say, I hear you. Hallelujah. May the Lord mark you with the greatest testimony of your life. I say, may the Lord give you the greatest testimony of your life. Somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord. So we read in the Bible, in Acts chapter 16 and from verse 25, it's a very common popular scripture that we all know. That has to do with Paul and Silas. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to verse 22. Go to verse 22. Paul and Silas, they had done some exploits, and then the people came up against them. The Bible says, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates wrenched off their clothes and commanded to beat them. Verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Verse 24. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, they were placed in the prison. And ladies and gentlemen, not just in the prison, but they were put into the innermost part of the prison. There are people here today, you are in a certain kind of situation. That situation looks condemnable, but there is hope for you. Am I talking to somebody here? You are in a certain situation. There is no hope for you. But listen to me, after today's message, there is coming hope for somebody. Can I hear somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord? Hallelujah. And whilst they were there, they placed some stocks and chains and things around their feet and their hands, making things impossible for them. And that is what the enemy has placed upon the lives of people. There are people here, all kinds of situations and things are against your life, on your life. Your life is going through so many things, and you don't know how to overcome it, how to come out of it. But today you will come out of it. Today shall be the end of it. Because when God shows up, I don't see how that situation can survive in your life. Can I hear somebody shout a big amen unto the Lord? Hallelujah. When the children of Israel were trapped in the land of Egypt for so long a time, for so many years, and Pharaoh didn't want them to go, Pharaoh today will say, let them go. And then he will change his mind and so many things, and Moses and Aaron would go into the presence of Pharaoh and display the power and so many things, and Pharaoh will call the magicians, they will also come and do the same, and the Bible says Pharaoh will harden his heart and will not let the children of Israel go. But then this time around, God said to them, I'll stand aside. Today you are going to stand aside. I say you are going to stand aside. Why? Because you have tried by your might. You have done so many things just for you to overcome the impossible situation. But sister, today you are standing aside for God to show up for you. The business is about to wake up. There is coming a revival in your life. Something good is about to show forth in your life. All flesh shall see the manifestation of the doing of the Lord in your life. Am I talking to somebody here? If you are here, you are sitting in the ashes of defeat. This is the time for you to wake up and to stand firm and begin to jump and celebrate, because God is about to turn your morning into dancing. God is about to put a song of praise in your mouth. I see you going forward. I see you rising up. I see things becoming better for you. I see all flesh testifying of the goodness of the Lord in your life. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. So they were caged in a prison. They didn't know what to do. And the Bible says, verse 25, at midnight, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang praises unto God. And listen to me, and the prisoners heard them. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. Every time you are coming for midnight cry, you are coming for prayer service, you are going for convocation, you are doing whatever, and the people are seeing you. They are watching you. They are saying all kinds of things. Why? Because you are also in the same soup as they are in, and they are thinking that as for you, there is no way you can come out. But listen to me, they will be surprised after today. I said they will be surprised after today. Businesses that are on the verge of collapsing or have collapsed, and it is like it is your turn. Your business is about to do the same. I prophesy to somebody that 3 days from today, your business will stand tall, and they will come to you and they will ask you, how did you make it? And you will tell them that it has been by the doing of the Lord. You will survive. I say you will survive. Am I talking to somebody here? And listen, the impossible situation in your life, listen to this, it is not permanent in your life. It is but for a season. Am I talking to somebody here? It is but for a season. Am I talking to somebody? Because God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Your enemies are thinking that it is over with you. But the good news is that it is not yet over with you. it is not yet over. So whilst they were there, as for the other prisoners, they were in the, you know, like the forefront of the prison. But Paul and Silas were in the innermost part. Hallelujah. Yeah. The kind of situation that people are in, it is like it is just the surface one. You are in the same situation, but you, it is like the devil has taken advantage and he's pinching you the more. But you will come out. I say you will come out. I say you will come out. I say you will come out. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? Why? Because we are children of God. We are born of God. And the Bible says that we are overcomers. I see you overcoming. I see you overcoming. I see God making a way of escape for you. Somebody shout, I believe it. So they were in the innermost part of the prison, and the other prisoners were there. And Paul looked at Silas. Silas looked at Paul. He said, what do we do? He said, Paul, Silas, this is our year of manifestation. We have to do something for the manifestation of God's power in this situation of our lives. Am I talking to somebody here? Because that is the only thing that can bring us deliverance. That is the only thing that we can do that can bring us freedom. That is the only thing that we can do so we can have a testimony. And I pray for you that it is your turn this year. As I pray for you that it is your turn this year. Somebody say a big amen unto the Lord. So Paul asked Silas, so what do we do? And Silas said, so what do we do? Then Paul said, you know what? In this kind of impossible situation, you know, there are many people, when they are faced with impossible situation and things, number one, they can't pray. Number two, they can't praise God. They can't worship God. But if we can pray, if we can worship God, if we can exalt the name of the Lord, we will see the manifestation of his power in this situation of our lives. And by that power, there shall be a turnaround. There shall be a turnaround. Somebody say, I believe it. Many of us here, when we are faced with such a situation, we can't pray. And it is a fact. We can't pray. And I've been there before. You can't pray. Even when they come and they are praying for you, it is like you don't even want to hear anything. You don't want to hear anything. It is like the prayer is not working. All you need is an instant solution to the matter. Am I talking to somebody here? You can't pray, let alone you come to church. And we are singing, we are worshiping. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. You close your ears. Am I talking to somebody here? Hey, it is like you are in the church, but you are outside the church. You just have to come church to come to church just to mark register. Am I talking to somebody here? So Paul was saying that if we can do this, we can forget about the situation and fix our eyes on God and pray and worship and exalt the name of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see his power. Am I talking to somebody here? Many a times you read Jeremiah 33 verse 3. You are only interested in verse 3. That it says, come on, call unto me and I will answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things. But start from verse 1 and go on to the preceding chapters. And you will see the reason why the word of the Lord had to come to Jeremiah the second time. The second time. What did he do? He did nothing. He just went to the king and told the king the truth. Pa, 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 pa. And the king said, for this thing, I am putting you in prison. And there are some of you, because you are standing for the truth, the devil wants to mess up your life. But trust me, the devil is a liar. The devil is defeated. Am I talking to somebody here? He has meant it as evil for you. But after today, God shall turn it for your good. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. The Lord is marking you with the greatest testimony of your life. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. Things are about to change for the better for you. Am I talking to somebody here? I see the rise of God in your life. Shout a big amen. Hallelujah. You read, he was in the prison and he was angry. Why? Because he didn't know. And the word of the Lord came to me. He refused the word. He said, this one there, no. No, he couldn't take because he didn't do anything. And why did God allow it? Hallelujah. And so the word of the Lord came to him the second time. And when you read from verse 1, he said, I, the Lord, I formed it. Yeah. So there are some of the things that God must allow it. God must allow it. Am I talking to somebody here? Listen, the things that are going on in your marriage, divorce will never happen. God has just allowed it so that his name will be exalted and glorified in your life. Am I talking to somebody here? I said, am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. And so when you read and read and read, then he says that in this time, you must call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Somebody say, I hear you. I say, somebody say, I hear you. So we are going through all kinds of things. Very difficult for you to pray. Very, very difficult. Praise the name of the Lord. And I've told you several times in my preaching in this church that, Auntie Martha, the day I wrote the IA in sociology and I had 0 over 30. Yeah, 0 over 30. Anytime I speak about this thing, look, I become so, 0 over 30. Yeah. I didn't know that university too, they give 0. But I got 0. And my friends were happy, 26 over 30 and 27 over, and me, a whole assault with 0 over 30. And we were, the last time we went to Central Cafeteria, I showed somebody where I was sitting to write that test and got the 0. I remember that place, and people were pushing their tables to go and copy, and I lifted my table to go and pitch it to somebody to copy. Then a sister looked at me and said, Pastor, don't do that. Pastor, don't do that. Hallelujah. And I sat there and I saw them plotting some graphs and things. I started plotting and they were collecting extra sheets. I have to collect to prove that me too, I was doing something. Not knowing all that I was writing was 0. 0. So when the results were released and I went and stood there and I saw that night. Somebody say that night. Took the results, went to the Legon field from 10 p.m. all the way to 3 a.m. All by myself, with my knees on the floor. I lifted the results in prayer, in worship, thanking God, exalting his holy name. Little did I know that his power was going to show up in the main exams. And when the main exams came, those who had 26 over 30 and things, they fell into the seas. And those of us who had the 0, we were in the peace. I don't know how it happened, but that is God. Can I hear somebody say amen? An impossible situation, and God showed up. So my sister, my brother, if you can pray, if you can worship, if you can exalt the name of the Lord in your impossible situation, you will see his manifestation and his power. Somebody say, I hear you. I say, somebody say, I hear you. So the Bible says in verse 25, put it there again, Acts chapter 16, verse 25, and at midnight, and the midnight year means that kind of impossible situation in your life. So you are dressed here very nicely with a nice hair and whatever and so many things. You are driving a nice car and whatever, whatever. But there is a midnight hour in your life. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Look at how God showed up in their situation and the testimony and the miracle. Verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. May there be a great earthquake in your life. May God show up in your life. May that impossible situation be turned around for somebody. Shout a big amen unto the Lord. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Today, I prophesy and declare, may the foundation of that impossible situation, may it begin to shake right now. May there be a shaking right now. May things turn around right now. In the name of Jesus, shout a big amen unto the Lord. And the Bible says, and immediately all the doors were opened. I declare to somebody here, by the manifestation of God's power, may doors be open for you. May God make a way for you. May God bring you that deliverance. May God show up for you. May God turn things around for you. May you see the power of God at work in your life. Shout a big amen. The Bible says that, and everyone's bonds were loose. Today, by the manifestation of God's power, I declare that you are loose from every impossible situation. You are loose in the name of Jesus. Financial situation is over. Whatever situation, it is over. Anything that has trapped you, and it is like there is no way you will come out of it, I submit and declare to you that from today, you are coming out of it in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, I am out. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So that is what happened when they prayed and sang hymns and praises unto the Lord. Can I hear somebody say amen? Sister, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't let situations overwhelm you. God is bigger than any situation of our lives. Am I talking to somebody here? And I love it when the disciples of Jesus were going through some rough time on the waters and they didn't know what to do. They ran to Jesus and the Bible says that they shook him and they asked, Master, don't you care if we should perish? And he rose up and rebuked the wind. Listen to me. God is always waiting on you to just shake him, to call upon him, and he knows what to do for you. Am I talking to somebody here? If you are quiet on God, he will be quiet on you also. But this year, being your year of manifestation, I pray that you will not be quiet on God. You will not be quiet on God because he's waiting on you to come to call upon him so he will also show up and manifest something glorious in your life. I see a queue here right now. And I see people line up in the queue. And one after the other, you are declaring your testimony. May you be part of the queue right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say receive it in the name of Jesus. For these are people who are ready to say, hey, the Lord, if it had not been for you who was on our side, we would have given up because we didn't know what to do. All doors were closed. Everything looked so some way. But we took your word of manifestation, and by your power, we have seen your miraculous deliverance. Am I talking to somebody here? I hear in my spirit right now that God is telling me to tell the people, that tell them in the next 14 days beginning from today, he will show up with a surprise for you. If I were you, I would scream a big amen unto the Lord. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a surprise for you. Let there be a miracle for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, the prisoners who heard Paul and Silas, listen, they were there before Paul and Silas came. They were there. And they didn't know what to do. They were just okay with the situation there. But when Paul and Silas came, they said, no, they are not going to put them in the, no, not in the first, not in the second, not in the innermost part. If it were to be Ghana, it is the condemned cell. Hallelujah. And they were there. And they were there. But what did they do? They prayed. And whilst they were praying and singing, the prisoners were still sitting down. Do the impossible thing, and you will see the manifestation of his power. Am I talking to somebody here? I said, am I talking to somebody here? Don't do what everybody is doing in relation to business, in relation to your Christian work, in relation to whatever, whatever, whatever. Don't do, no. Do the extraordinary thing. Do the extraordinary thing. Don't wait for the church to come. 14 days of prayer and fasting, 21, before you also rise up and know, sister, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Am I talking to somebody here? Some of us, by the grace of God, by the time the church is declaring 14 days or something, we have already gone ahead. So by the time your 14 days have come, oh, just say, we have gone cry. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. The Bible says that when the people were going to John the Baptist for them to be baptized, there was a queue and they were moving one after the other. And Jesus was also in the queue. And whilst he was there, he was praying. He was praying and he was moving and praying, moving and praying, moving and praying. Everybody will go into the water and nothing will happen. But Jesus, because he was doing the extraordinary thing and he was praying, and when he entered and they lowered him and brought him up, the heavens opened unto him. This year, 2022, do the extraordinary thing and your heavens shall be open unto you. Amen. I say amen. This year, don't be a normal Christian. No. Don't be a normal Christian. Enough of being a normal Christian. Oh, yes, enough. This year, don't be a normal Christian. This year, if you can, make the Bible the only book you will read. Try and read it from Genesis to Revelation. Yeah, some of it you may not understand, but read it. Especially when you get to Matthew chapter 1. And this one, bigger this and bigger that and bigger this and bigger that and bigger. But go on. Just go ahead. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah, read. Don't be a normal Christian. Don't be a normal Christian. Because this thing, manifestation, listen. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 19. He says, for the earnest expectation of the creature, they are waiting. Listen, your siblings are waiting. People are waiting to see something of God in your life. And I'm sorry, I just said you are bombarding the whole house with tongues and tongues and tongues and tongues, but they are seeing nothing. They are waiting. They are waiting. But 2022, it shall be made manifest for you. I say it shall be made manifest for you. I say it shall be made manifest for you. Am I talking to somebody here? So Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang hymns, and I love hymns. Hey, you should see me in the house. I sing hymns. Auntie Martha, can you imagine? I went to the Catholic bookshop and bought the Catholic hymn book. Oh, yes. Yeah. I love hymns. Because I used to be a Catholic. And I was in the choir. And I used to sing tenor. And I sing hymns. I sing hymns. I'm trusting God this year to know how to play the organ. And then in my devotion, I'm singing hymns and playing the organ. It will be powerful. I sing hymns. Amen. Yeah. Sing hymns. Sing Latin songs. Catholic Latin songs. I can sing. Yeah. Yeah. Our Father in heaven, there's a song in Latin. I can sing it. Give me 50 CDs and I'll sing it for you. Hallelujah. They sang hymns. Powerful hymns. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breath. This manna to the hungry soul and to the weary. I say, dear name the Lord on which I build my shield and hiding place. Oh, my treasure field. With boundless stores of hallelujah. And they were singing. The power of God broke loose into that situation. All of a sudden, the chains tore. Everything just fell off. And the gates just opened. And they came out. And the Bible says that when the jailer saw, because to him, this thing he has never seen before. When he saw it, he wanted to kill himself. Amen. I say amen. May people testify of the goodness of the Lord in your life. Am I talking to somebody here? Listen, we are not serving God for nothing. We are not serving God for nothing. There is power in serving God. That is why I am not afraid of the college of witches and wizards who can gather and decree something against me. It will never happen. It will never happen. This year, when you rise up against me, it will backfire. It will backfire. Am I talking to somebody here? This year, by the time you guys will try to gather to decree a set, whatever it is, fire will descend from heaven and it will scatter your meeting. This year, you are untouchable. Yeah. Yesterday, a certain scripture hit me. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. And I decree over your life that you are untouchable this year. I say you are untouchable this year. This year, anybody that shall make an attempt to rise against you, may Jehovah your God, by his power of manifestation, may he defend you, may he touch that person, may he scatter them in the name of Jesus. This year, no harm will come against you. Let them come out with all kinds of virus and whatever and whatever. It will not be your portion. It will not be your portion. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. About a week ago, a cousin of mine called me. He said, Uncle, I have been, what? They said, I have this, that. Tested positive and this, that, and he was so scared and all that. I said, do you have water? Do you have a glass? Do you have put water in it? I'm going to pray for you on the phone. I prayed. And I said, you see the water that you are holding now? With my spiritual eyes, the water is turned into the blood of Jesus. He said, but uncle, I can't see. He said, yes, you can't see, but I can see. Hallelujah. I said, drink it. And then this thing shall be no more. He drank it. When he finished drinking it, I said, I'm giving you 2 days. Go back and test again. They said, I should wait for. I said, no. Go back in 2 days and test again. He went back 2 days and tested negative. This year, no harm will come against you. If you live in an estate or whatever, and it is affecting house by house by house by house by house, when it gets to your house, it will escape. I say it will escape. Your children are preserved. Your husband is preserved. All church members are preserved. In the name of Jesus, they prayed and sang praises and hymns, and the prisoners heard them. And the chains fell off. May something fall off in your life. May you be set free right now. In the name of Jesus. And the gates opened. And they came out. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. As I bring the message to a close. We see the same thing in the life of the three Hebrew children. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel chapter 3. When the king made a decree and he said, by the blast of the trumpet, everybody must go down and bow to the golden image of the king. Then these three Hebrew children, they said, no way, we will not. As you stand for God this year, may he show forth his glory and power in your life. Am I talking to somebody here? This year is not a year for you to compromise. Sister, be strong. Brother, be strong. Stand firm. For God will show forth his glory in your life. They said, we will not bow down. Even if God should come and say we should bow, we will not. We won't do it. We won't do it. They bundled them and placed them in the furnace. They heated the fire 7 times and things. And you see, by the time they got there, the manifestation was already there. Am I talking to somebody here? Listen, this year God will not leave you nor forsake you. He will not leave you. Last year you went through so much. 2 years ago it was hell. This year God will show up for you. God will show up for you. So whilst they were there, nothing happened. The fourth man showed up. And when the king came and saw them, he said, I place into the fire 3 guys, but I see a 4th person. The appearance of the 4th person is like the Son of Man. Hallelujah. This year, 2022, God will stand for you. God will stand for you. And I've come to encourage somebody here that as we go through the year of our manifestation, beginning from now, may you see the strength and the might of God at work in your life. My sister, today you are going through so many things. It looks impossible for you. But I give you and I declare that after this week, all things shall be possible for you. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord show forth his praise and glory in your life. You will not be defeated this year. You will not go down this year. You will not be a laughing stock this year. Hey, they will not rejoice over your demise. For you are about to see the strength and the grace of the Lord at work in your life. Your joy is coming back again. Your glory is coming back again. And I pray that he who has begun this glorious year with you, may he see you through, finish it, and bless you. God bless you. Be strong in the Lord. And God bless you. We love you all. Amen.